Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Hebrews. For as the law has a mere shadow of the bliss that is to be, instead of representing the reality of that bliss, it can never perfect those who draw near with the same annual sacrifices that are perpetually offered. Otherwise, they would surely have ceased to be offered, for the worshippers once cleansed would no longer be conscious of sin. As it is, the sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, but a reminder, for the blood of bulls and goats cannot possibly remove sins. Hence, on entering the world, he says, Thou hast no desire for sacrifice or offering. It is a body thou hast prepared for me. In holocaust and sin offerings thou takest no delight. So I said, Here I come, in the roll of the book. This is written of me. I come to do thy will, O God. He begins by saying, Thou hast no desire for, thou takest no delight in, sacrifice and offerings, and holocaust and sin offerings. And these are what are offered in terms of the law. He then adds, Here I come to do thy will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And it is by this will that we are consecrated, because Jesus Christ once for all has offered up his body. Again, while every high priest stands daily at his service, offering the same sacrifice repeatedly, sacrifices which can never take away sins, he offered a single sacrifice for sins, and then seated himself for all time at the right hand of God, to wait until his enemies are made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has made the sanctified perfect for all time. Besides, we have the testimony of the Holy Spirit. For after saying, This is the covenant that I will make with them when that day comes, saith the Lord, I will set my laws upon their hearts, inscribing them upon their minds. He adds, And their sins and breaches of the law I will remember no more. Now where these are remitted, an offering for sin exists no longer. Brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy presence in virtue of the blood of Jesus, by the fresh living way which he has inaugurated for us, through the veil, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in absolute assurance of our faith, our hearts sprinkled clean from a bad conscience, and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold to that hope, we vow, without wavering, for we can rely on him who made the promise. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds, not ceasing to meet together, as is the habit of some, but admonishing one another, all the more so as you see that day drawing near. For if we sin deliberately, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer any sacrifice for sins left, nothing but an awful outlook of doom, of that burning wrath which consumes the foes of God. Anyone who has rejected the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much heavier do you suppose the punishment will be assigned to him who has spurned the Son of God, who has profaned the covenant blood with which he was sanctified, who has insulted the Spirit of grace? We know who said, Vengeance is mine, I will exact a requital. And again, the Lord will pass sentence on his people. It is an awful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Recall the former days, when after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle of suffering, partly by being held up yourselves to obloquy and anguish, partly by making common cause with those who fared thus, for you did sympathize with those in prison, and you took the confiscation of your own belongings cheerfully. Conscious that you had higher, that you had lasting possessions. Now do not drop that confidence of yours. It carries with it a rich hope of reward. Steady patience is what you need. So after doing the will of God, you may receive what you were promised. For in a little, in a very little, the coming one will arrive without delay. Meantime, my just man is to live on by his faith. If he shrinks back, my soul takes no delight in him. We are not men to shrink back and be lost, but to have faith and so win our souls. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Hebrews.